Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Carpooling Podcast, the greatest podcast in the world from a Chevy Cobalt. Everybody, we are your hosts, D-Unit, and I'm Chris Train.
Yeah.
And together we make Chris and Derek.
The D-Train.
No, that's just you, because you have two Ds.
Oh, shit.
You're Derek,
I'm
and
double.
You have the D.
Yeah,
you're double D. Double D.
Yeah, man.
Double D to the P.
Oh, shit. I'm just looking at this, The Martian. I don't know much about that.
Yeah.
But did you see the trailer for the new Leonardo DiCaprio film?
Yep.
See, I didn't know. I just clicked it and didn't know what it was. And while it was showing me, I'm like, I know this fucking story.
Yeah.
This is a real story. I knew it. I'm like, he's playing, like, obviously there's some fucking...
Some Hollywood.
Yeah, they've added some nonsense to it. Yeah. But that's an actual real story that I've read about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
So I was like, cool, man.
Yeah, it looks badass.
That's his Oscar.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's what he's hoping for, right?
Fuck,
they're gonna fucking.
They'll make such a thing of it
if he wins. It?
Yeah, like,
yeah. They'll be like, finally, he got it. Oh, see, all his other roles did not compare to this one role.
Yeah.
Well, look at his eyes in this scene when he finds out about his son.
What happens in his son? In the real story, there's nothing to do with his son.
Yeah, I don't know.
Looks like when they bury him, they get rid of his son too, or something, just to tie up the loose ends. It looks like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Tom Hardy too.
Hardy's a badass. I hope he talks in this movie.
I was going to say, he might get to say a few words. But what was the first one he did? Bane?
Yeah.
Well,
he was in Inception. He had a lot of speaking roles in Inception. Like, he talked a lot in that movie. He was one of the guys that go into the dream with Leo.
Oh, I don't. I only seen the movie once.
Okay, you never seen it really then. Yeah, no, he's in that for sure. And then, he's in Mad Max, obviously, and... No speaking in that. And Bane, I guess he's talking, but like, is it actually him talking when they finished, they made the movie?
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah.
Could be anyone.
Because I know that like, they showed like a featurette of it and everybody was chirping Bane's voice. So they went back and changed it.
Oh.
So they might even have put a different voice in it.
Yeah, I guess they could have changed it a million times. No one would ever know.
Nah.
It's behind the mask.
Yeah. Yeah. He doesn't even have to say anything. He just stands there.
Yeah.
Looking mean.
Words.
Yeah.
If I was him, I would have said the funniest stuff ever.
Yeah. Just to make Christian Bale laugh.
Yeah.
That's funny because I was working today, I was watching, I found this sweet YouTube channel. I think it's called Making Hollywood or something. I'll put it in the description after when I release this episode. But it's literally like just movies and the behind the scenes. And then like, you know, 90% of them work, and then some of them don't work because the studios are flagged it for copyright infringement. But like, man, you find so many movies and you just watch it behind the scenes while you're doing work. I was watching Batman Begins today, and it's fucking awesome. It was like a 45-minute featurette
of what, behind the scenes?
Yeah, just making a Batman Begins and like just everything, like the sound, the special effects. Well, like the special effects that they used that they didn't want to use. There's like one shot in the movie in Batman Begins that was CG, and it was the bats. If you remember that movie, there was bats. Well, I guess there's a few other ones, but that was the only one that there was like the big one that, and they tried to use real bats.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, but it was too tough.
Who'd you call? I need 400 bats.
Yeah, I know. And then like you clean up all the bat shit after. And...
Guano? That's money in the bank.
Is it money in the bank?
What's that one? Ace Ventura? Or
yeah.
What's that? It's guano.
Yeah.
What's that? Batshit.
Yeah, well, while he's eating it?
Yeah.
I guess did they actually eat it? Like, is that the whole joke that some cultures eat that shit?
Oh, apparently it's delicious.
Oh,
it's
called
guano. Yeah, it's like,
I guess it really is for food, like, to eat.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Some of their droppings of the fruit bats, I guess, are so fruity and like...
Fruity.
Full of sugar that
fruity
even their shit tastes good.
That's gross, man.
You can do something crazy with pigeon shit, too.
Oh, yeah?
I forget what it is. Either make a bomb
everybody
out of it.
Everybody listening to
the
podcast
will
be eating fucking pigeon shit.
No, like...
Garrick Santa was delicious.
Yeah, it's like a highly explosive thing when it's dried or something. I don't know. You can do something with pigeon shit that's crazy.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Yeah.
You know what pissed me off thinking of that? Like, you just talked about Tom Hardy and Bane. And how he wears that mask.
Yeah.
Well, at the beginning of Mad Max, he wears a mask too. But no, it pissed me off because, okay, I was on a flight and I watched it. That was the only good movie playing, and I liked that movie, so I watched it like three times.
Whoa.
Yeah, so what I realized about that mask, it's a fucking garden hoe that just has, like, it's the worst prop ever. Like, when you watch it, you'll be looking at it like, come on, guys, really?
Yeah.
It's like, literally just a garden hoe where you would screw in your own broom handle. They just unscrewed the broom handle and stuck it to his face. Like when you see it, I know obviously they'd be recycling material in that world, and that would be easy. But it just looks like bad on the props team.
Really?
Like, yeah, watch it. Like take a look.
I know
at
what
it.
You're talking about. Yeah. I know exactly what it was.
Yeah, and the handle here where you just like screw a broom into it. Like it's so stupid, man. Anyway.
Well, would you rather like a Hannibal Lecter mask?
Well, no, just cut that bit off. Cut that round circle thing where you screw the thing into. Like,
yeah, but if you think about the characters in the story, they wouldn't go and cut that off. They're fucking crazy.
Yeah, I know.
They just grab whatever.
But the detail, like look at their vehicles. They cared about detail. Like
you think?
Wow. I don't know, man. There's plot holes everywhere, but I'm just saying, like if you're the prop guy, don't just fucking use a garden tool.
Yeah. Cut off the end.
Yeah.
Cut off the little penis.
It pulled me out of it, man.
Yeah.
Pulled me out of it.
He watched it three times and like
that's the something one
didn't
problem.
Stick. Yeah, yeah. One thing didn't stick. He couldn't figure it out till the third time, and he's like, "Motherfucker."
Ruined. Yeah. That movie's good.
Oh, I it's so. A very good movie, man.
Yeah.
The whole doing everything. If you watch the making of that movie, man, you'll have a newfound respect to filmmaking.
Yeah. Especially just in with this the day pure and age. Like cinematics and stuff.
No, just like how they did like 90% of it in practical effects. Like like the very end of the documentary I watched was, spoilers everybody if you haven't seen the movie, so I'm gonna wait so you can turn this off, go watch that movie, and then, okay, so, spoilers. When the truck at the end explodes and blocks the thingamajig.
Yeah.
Well, the very end of the documentary is them doing that for real. They only have one take. And they did it, and it was perfect. Like, it took them, like, you know, years of planning to get this shot.
Cool.
And then they only had one try to do it, and they did it, and it landed perfectly in the spot that he wanted it to land.
Fuck,
and the stuntman, like, the director was like, the first thing he did was like, man, I think he's dead. Like, he saw, I guess they had, who was the good, the guy that was bad that turned good?
Oh,
whatever his name was.
Yeah, yeah, the war boy.
Yeah, so anyways, he was in the front seat of that, and, but they had, like, a dummy there for the actual, while they were doing the stunt, so that, and then the director only saw that guy get smashed and his head crushed, and he's like, oh, fuck, he just died. So he was all worried that he actually died, and then he didn't realize they put a dummy in there to play whatever that fucking one guy was named.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, it was really cool, man. Like, a lot of, like, people trained to do the stick things, like, back and forth to jump onto the truck or whatever.
Oh, yeah, the pole cats?
Yeah, the pole guys, man. They trained to do that for, like, a year or two. And just, like, it was all, like, you know, a lot of it, like, all the CG was just erasing the safety harnesses. And everything else was legit.
That's cool, man.
And most of the other movies would just be like, ah, fuck it, we'll just... They should make people do it.
They should have Cirque du Soleil people do it. They would have already been like halfway.
I think maybe they did have people like that doing it.
Like they would have already been accustomed to learning wacko contraptions and shit.
Yeah. But it's cool, man, because like 90%, you can't even tell in this day and age that like the movies are CG. Like, you know, they can do so much with computers when you have professionals doing it that it looks so real. But then you get a movie like that that's actually real and you're just like, holy fuck, that's sweet.
Yeah,
at least I thought.
Great.
Yeah.
That's like how Jurassic Park was all, like, the first one. Was
exactly.
All, like, the real, you can tell, man.
Yeah.
Like, even though.
Half and half.
Yeah.
Perfect amount. And then the newest one, there was something odd about it. Like, it was still a good movie, but people just couldn't put their finger on what was wrong with it.
That's what it was?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't and seen then, it, so I don't know.
Oh, you never seen the new one?
No. They kept saying it was going to play it, but never play it. Like, so.
Oh, where? On the...
On the flight. It said that was an option for September.
Oh, you didn't get to pick your movie?
There was four channels, each rotating. They said I could watch that one, like the dinosaur one, Spy, Mad Max, and some other one. And the only one they played was...
Mad Max?
And that other one with the personalities, the cartoon. It's real popular. Oh, the Inside
ones?
Out or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they didn't play that either. So I just literally watched Mad Max over and over.
Did you have your own TV?
Yeah.
And you couldn't change the channel on your
no,
remote?
No, I could, but it was just shitty movies that one wants to see.
Okay, yeah.
That made it so much better, man, having your own TV. It's like I didn't even feel like I was in the air, man.
Yeah, no, it's
changed
sweet.
Everything.
Well, you should when you go on international flights now, they have your own TV on every seat, but yeah. they have like hundreds and hundreds of movies and TV shows. And
oh my god!
Classic and new movies.
There's so many sweet. Like you haven't seen. It'd be like a treat getting to sit there. And,
yeah,
for 12 cool. hours and watch movies.
That's what I did a lot. I would like watch TV shows. I'd binge watch, like when I would travel, I'd binge watch, you know, a show that I haven't seen before and finish like the whole series while I'm gone for, you know, 3 weeks, yeah, which I could awesome. Never do at my house in this day and age.
Yeah.
With my children.
Yeah, wee ones?
Children who need attention. Whoa, those guys look like, oh. Don't they just didn't have their lights on. Anybody, everybody who's listening right now, it has been a while, and you know, we have a special rain cast today.
Oh yeah,
so that is the sounds you're hearing on the windshield. So excuse us for having a weird sounding in the background, people.
I was gonna rant about something and we turned on the thing up. And I got sidetracked.
And when I pointed at that guy?
No, when we first got in the car. Oh, we were like, fuck. Oh, let's talk about it, and then we turned it on, and then I was like, oh, look at that movie poster.
Yeah.
And then we fucking been...
It was... Know. No, it wasn't that. Fuck. I fucked up.
It's dude. Okay.
It'll come to us again.
Yes.
That's why we write it down while we're driving. You, like, pull out a piece of paper. It's supposed to be all work notes, but it's actually just, like, podcast talking notes.
Yeah.
Your boss is just like, what is this shit?
Yeah.
Poo stamp? What the fuck?
At 2:30, poo stamp? Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I finally had a coffee, which was nice.
A coffee? Oh, yeah,
this
right.
is my first coffee since I've been back.
You didn't get any when you
for
were
10
on
days,
the weekend?
No.
Whoa, you didn't have any at the hotel?
No.
Charged too much?
No, they didn't even offer it. The only place you could go was like Starbucks.
Oh, bother.
I don't know anything about Starbucks, so I didn't even go over there.
Starbucks is weird, man. Like, I remember the first time I went there. I don't know if I told this story before, but whatever, you're hearing it again. Free entertainment, guys. I went in, and like, if you go to Tim Hortons, you're like, get me a double-double milk sweetener.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
give me triple-triple, whatever. So I go there, and I just order a coffee, and I say, yeah, double-double. And she like looks at me and she's like, regular coffee? I'm like, yeah. And she's just like, okay. And then she like gives it to me and I take a drink and I'm like, this is fucking black. And then they're like, yeah, you have to put your own stuff in it.
Oh,
I was like, what the fuck? I was like, this was like a $5 yeah. regular coffee. Seriously,
and I have to make it
medium.
Myself?
Yeah, I gotta go put my own shit in. I thought it was weird, man.
Only time I ever seen one was in like a Chapters where you and they had free honey, so that was nice. I could pour honey into the fucking thing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's pretty
that's
cool.
That's normal or not.
Honey in your coffee. I know it's normal in your tea.
I don't know.
Honey
I
in your...
I used it to sweeten the coffee.
Yeah. Because, no, yeah. you know. Delicious. Honey is pure
and I always,
sugarness.
Yeah, I always heard people like you tell the story of when you go and ask for a large coffee. They say, it's grande and all this shit. So I did the same thing as you. I was like, give me a large whatever.
Yeah.
And the girl didn't even think of fucking no. around because they've probably lost so many business with people being like, just give me a fucking coffee,
yeah.
bitch.
Yeah, stop with this fucking retarded language that you're using. Yeah. What is this weird language you're using?
Latin?
Yeah. Come on. We're in Canada and America right now.
And then there was this conspiracy, like, after social media, you know how, like, oh, they got my name wrong. They take a picture and they post it all over whatever.
Yeah.
It was like a thing where the employees were told to do that so that they'd get all that free advertising. So.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know
fucking
if that's
cheeky
true or
bastards.
Not,
makes sense. Why not, right? If you're going to get the free advertising and shit.
Jesus.
What pisses me off recently about advertising is all over social media, I know you're not really on it, there's these fucking posts that everybody's posting about, like, as of this date, like a couple days from now, Facebook is gonna be able to use all your stuff without even asking, blah, 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 blah. So if you copy and paste this message onto your wall, this legally makes them not able to do this.
Yeah, okay.
And like, there's so many of these things. And it's been happening for a while, and I'm just like, man, some people, I can't believe you're posting this. And then there's like, you know, older family members that are posting it of mine. I'm just like, oh, come on, guys. I was like, definitely do not do this. It's not real.
And it's like, oh, Facebook's $80 billion lawyers can't find out.
Yeah.
You posted that on there, yeah. So you win.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Like, if you have a problem with your privacy and shit of posting your pictures, don't fucking put them on there.
Yeah, take it
off.
Simple
as that. Just don't put them on there if you have a problem.
Yeah.
That's simple. Don't put shit on the internet if you don't want people to fucking use it or steal it or look at it. Simple as that, everybody.
Yeah.
Fucking post a message. Come on.
They're using my image. Yeah, because everyone's going to pay you millions of dollars for that picture of you eating your salad at fucking...
Or twerking.
Yeah. Well, that's another thing.
People
do get money from that.
Yeah, that's true. Fucking twerking. You think you could pull off a twerk?
No.
I tried once. I was in the mirror. I couldn't do it. I don't have a big enough ass.
Couldn't make it clap?
No. I don't have a big enough ass.
Oh, man. You got to start eating some junk food, man.
Yeah. I've been trying, man. Squatting like a motherfucker.
But shaking it?
Yeah. Not working.
No wonder none of our neighbors will talk to us anymore.
Yeah.
You're in front of the window, aren't you?
No, but that's where my computer is. And I leave the window open.
For jerking?
And I don't move in.
Oh, good. Good. There's been a cat hanging around that's been picking on Winston.
Yeah.
It's been picking on my cats, too.
I didn't even know, like that was the first time I saw that cat.
Me
was
too.
The day we were walking. And, like, since he saw Winston or whatever, he's fucking been around.
This cat followed us all the way to the mailbox trying to fight his dog.
Yeah.
It was insane. Like, I never seen anything like it.
No. Like, and, like, Winston, we used to have a cat named Dexter, and he got brought to the farm, legitly not killed. They needed, like, a tomcat with his balls because they were all out of kittens. So they needed some more.
For mousing?
Yeah, for hunting and shit. So, like, Winston's friends with cats. Like, he likes cats because he, like, they were both born, like, babies at the same time, grew up together, so they played all the time.
Yeah.
So when Winston sees a cat, he thinks that they can play, like, with Dexter. So I let him go up to him, and then this cat just starts fucking hissing and whacking the air.
Yeah, I don't think it has claws, though.
Yeah.
Like, I was looking. I didn't see any claws.
Yeah. Well, if he doesn't have claws, then fucking
let
him fucking fight him, then. I just didn't want Winston to lose an eyeball.
Yeah.
He's already smelly enough without getting gangrene of his face.
I've seen a friend at work say their cat came home with actual cat claws stuck in its head.
Oh, fuck.
From, like, the cat digging in so deep and then pulling away that it just ripped the claw right off.
Yeah, they're vicious, man.
Yeah.
My sister-in-law had a cat, and he got in a fight, and, like, he got, like, a big chunk of his head, like, neck, I think, was ripped out, and it was just a big hole that never healed. He had to be, like, they had to kill him, like, put him down.
Oh, shit.
Because it wouldn't heal, man. He was, like, a fucking zombie cat.
Cats heal crazy good, though, sometimes. Like, I've heard, anyway.
Yeah?
And then I got mine neutered, and I brought them home, and they're like, you know, if it opens up at the back, you'll have to bring it in, and I don't have all kinds of money to spend, so I'm like...
Of course.
Oh, I'm like, please, I hope it doesn't happen. And sure enough, one of the cats at night... I start seeing, like, because it's a white tile floor, I start seeing, like, little dabs of blood everywhere it sat.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck, I bet its ass ripped, like, the ball sack thing ripped open again. So I went and looking at it. Sure enough, there was flesh hanging out.
Oh.
And I'm like, okay, it's ripped open. I'm like, I'm fucked.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to put it in the bathroom and lock the door because it's real small.
Yeah.
It'll sleep there at night so it doesn't tear it really up.
All yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And everything. And then when I woke up in the morning to grab it, take it to the vet, it was back in and sealed.
What?
And I phoned my stepdad, and he's like, yeah. He's like, don't you know? He's like, cats heal, like Wolverine. And I was
really?
Like, I didn't know that.
That's cool.
I don't know if it's true, but...
Well, definitely it's true if it happened for you.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah. Save mad cash. Cat okay. Good job. Which one was that?
The bigger one.
The bigger one? What's his name?
Zorro, but we call him Binksy.
Binksy.
What up, Binksy? Yeah, that one's named Casper.
Casper?
His face is white.
Casper, you might.
That fat one is so stupid. It tries to jump and it just misses and just fucking falls. Like, if you ever hear a bang, that's what it
that's
is.
That's what it
it's
is.
It's so funny, too. Because after he does, he just sits there looking so indignified.
Oh, yeah? Like, is he getting old?
No,
he just falls all the time.
I guess.
Oh, yeah?
And when people
that's
see the
rare
cats,
for cats to,
like,
fucking fall.
Yeah, they're like, you got some big cats this
year.
And I'm like, I don't notice because I've always had them.
Yeah. Well, they do, like, indoor cats, like, they tend to be bigger because, you know, you have a little house or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Even if you have a big house, they're still bigger because they don't go on adventures. Yeah. Like, if you want them to lose weight, let them go outside.
Oh, yeah.
For like a week.
Yeah.
Like, my parents' cat is fucking huge. And then he goes outside now, he's like fit. He's like a 20-year-old cat and he's like now he's like a 5-year-old cat, it seems like.
Wow.
Like, he's got mad energy, he's skinny.
He needed it.
Yeah.
Mine probably does too, but...
But then he'll die.
Yeah. Like those fucking...
You hear cats fight.
The raccoons, man.
Oh, they'll eat him.
They would kill him.
Yeah, they don't fuck around. So raccoons.
Yeah.
If you if we called animal control, would they come take them?
No, they're not. They're outside.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter.
Ever tell you the mistake I made doing that once?
No.
I got in so much. They fucking like were really rude and ignorant to me. We found this raccoon at, on Vaughn Mills, and we were working security, so we're like, it had like part of its hair missing down its side. So we figured it must, like, what's it doing out in the daytime? It must be hurt, but it wasn't, I guess, right? So we got a big box and we chased it and we sealed it in the box and we sat on it and it was like shredding this box. Like, you wouldn't unbelievably strong a raccoon is.
Yeah.
And so the guys get there and we're like, okay, it's in this box. We think it's hurt because it's missing hair all down its side. And he's like, okay. And the guy opens up the box and it starts to go and he puts it in the van. Well, it gets loose in his van.
Yeah.
And it's like, this guy's doing all he can to fucking, and this thing's fighting for his life. And he looks like, he's like, there's nothing wrong with this raccoon. It was outside when you found it and it was just like so pissed off at us that we called. And we're like, okay, well, we don't fucking know.
Yeah.
We don't know what to do.
Yeah.
There's a raccoon walking around the middle of the place in the middle of the day.
He's probably pissed that he fucked up his shit.
Yeah, he did.
He was probably just mad about that.
I was like, can I get a picture with it? He's like, no. And he just didn't even make eye contact with
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah.
Who was that, like the ministry?
No, some kind of animal control guy.
Whoa.
Yeah, he was a real dick.
Yeah. Well, he probably knew he couldn't get paid.
I noticed, like, though.
Get paid.
Yeah. There's little holes in the backyard, which are mouse holes.
Oh, yeah?
So
they're getting in somehow.
That's how they're all getting in the odd time. They're actually outside, and then the odd one sneaks in somehow.
Yeah.
So I'll just put some poison outside. Not, like, human poison.
Like Winston poison?
No, the ones that are in the black box that the mouse actually has to go inside.
Okay. Sure. Whatever.
Hide it in the garden somewhere.
Cool.
Yeah.
Poison him. And then the raccoons will eat the dead bodies of the mice.
It's full circle, buddy.
Yeah, then we eat the raccoons. When the world goes to shit.
People eat coons.
I know. I'm one of them.
I haven't.
No?
No.
They're so delicious.
If you found one in the wild, it'd probably be good. But yeah, the dumpster but eating still be, scum we eat. So.
They're still scavengers, right?
True, true.
So, like, you think they'd eat, like, rotten bodies and shit?
Of course.
Yeah.
That would be gold.
Yeah.
Jerry.
Fuck. Yeah. I don't know. Because they say, like, bears are, like, hit and miss. Because bears are cannibals and shit and eat rotten bodies, too.
Okay.
So, like, if you get a bear that's been ate, like, a dead old body, its meat's gonna taste like shit.
Wow.
But if you get a bear that's been eating blueberries,
oh, yeah.
Fucking mad that's delicious.
That's good stuff,
though. Yeah, super delicious. And it's even kind of blue looking, the meat.
No way.
Apparently, yeah.
Makes sense.
That's what I heard, yeah.
They say flamingos are actually white. They're just, the shrimp they eat.
Yeah.
Makes them, is that a cop?
Where, right here?
Yeah.
No, it's just some old geezer.
Why do they have all those antennas? What purpose does that serve?
They must buy old cop cars or something, right?
Yeah, yeah. Or they have CB scanners and they're like, this is...
Yeah, this is crazy. Joe driving down the highway.
Oh, that reminds me. There's a movie, and you probably already told me about it, where this old guy plays a cop. And I can't remember what he was in. Maybe he was one of the old guys in Reservoir Dogs, if there was an old guy. But he plays like a drunken detective. And he's like drunk in his car. And he like, it's an old 80s movie, I think.
Yeah.
And he pulls over two girls. And they're out past curfew, obviously. They like stole their dad's van. So they don't want to get in their car. Or they don't get in trouble. And he makes them roll down the passenger or the driver's side window. And he's like, starts giving them shit. Like, did your parents know you're away and all that stuff?
Yeah.
And he's like, open your mouth.
What?
She's like, what? He's like, I say open your mouth. And like, he's a cop, right? Giving them a hard time. And she does it, and then he like unzips his pants, and he's like, he starts jerking off. He's like, show me how you suck a guy's cock. But he doesn't make her suck his. He like just like hold her mouth open and like move her tongue around or whatever while he's jerking off. And then like he just makes her do that until he ends up coming, standing in the middle of the street.
Yeah.
And then he's just like, now get the hell out of here.
Whoa.
Yeah, like, and but it's like, it's the fucking weirdest thing, and that's the only scene of the movie I know, and I just always wanted to watch the whole movie.
Yeah.
It's a really famous actor doing that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know the movie.
Damned if I could think of...
Oh, we can find it for sure.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be hard. You just Google a movie. But just Google that. I'm sure it'll pop up.
Yeah.
Top jerking off in girl's face movie.
You know.
Famous actor.
You know him if you've seen him.
Yeah, I'm sure it's probably on like Netflix or some shit.
Yeah.
But it wasn't me who said it, so you have to ask somebody else.
What do you mean?
Well, because you said you thought maybe I said it to you about the movie.
Yeah, like I thought I brought that up, and you were like, oh, I know that movie.
Yeah, no, it wasn't me. Or I would help you out with the name of it, sir.
Yeah, it's one of those gems that you stayed up till midnight watching Showcase TV so you could see some boobs.
Some side boob. One of those. But this time you see guy dick.
Yeah, gem.
Yeah, with the money shot at the end.
He ends up killing himself or dying, I don't know, I can't remember.
Yeah, I was going to say, it must be like something about him kind of getting caught maybe, or...
He's on his way out.
Oh, yeah?
Or like he's in trouble. Like, I think he maybe has a gambling debt too. So right. He knows like people are gonna kill him, but he has a gun because he's a cop, so he's like kind of not that afraid because he'll kill them if he can.
Yeah. Like, he can fight back.
Yeah.
It's tough to kill a cop, even if they're gambling, right?
Yeah. You have to be Russian.
Yes.
They get away with that.
Yeah, Russians don't fuck around.
They fucking had him, pictures of him staring across the table at Obama all over Reddit today. I don't know why. Maybe they met somewhere.
Is the one where he's like photobombing him with like over his shoulder?
No,
that one?
No. It's like they're both sitting like clinging wine glasses together.
Oh,
but
yeah?
The looks on their faces is funny. Like, you know, acting like it's like real, they hate whatever each other? They're doing.
Yeah, just like it's all for show.
Yeah, of course.
We secretly want to kill each other. I don't know. I want, like, in House of Cards, they talk about the Russians, like the third season's about kind of like the Russians.
What do they say?
And, I mean, they kind of hate each other, and they kind of, like, fight each other, but they also, like, try to work it out and try to make agreements and shit. It seems like it's probably exactly how it would be in real life with the Russians and the Russian president or prime minister or whatever he is. So, I mean, if you check out season 3 of House of Cards, I think, like, I'm guessing, I have no idea. Maybe they are actually really, really tight.
Did you watch that whole show?
Yeah.
Is it worth it?
Yeah, it's a pretty good show.
Kevin Spacey's good.
Kevin Spacey's the bomb, man.
There was an interview of Samuel L. Jackson explaining how Quentin Tarantino directs you while you're filming, and I couldn't watch it because I didn't want to get in trouble.
Oh, where?
I would have liked to seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably pretty good.
Because he picks him in every movie. He must have some insight on how the guy...
Of course, yeah. It's cool to see that stuff, how each director, like, directs people. Some of them, like, say it exactly like this in the script, exactly like it, which I'm guessing Quentin would be like that. And then there's other ones that's like, yeah, have fun with it, man. Like, go with it. Even, like, serious drama movies, like, yeah, you don't have to follow a script. Like, you know, there's, like, the brief guy.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can take it whichever way you want.
Like, how many of the best things ever were, like, ad-libbed or whatever, and then you found out it was, like, the best part of the whole film.
Yeah,
probably.
For sure. A lot of times that happens.
Yeah. So you got to give some, or do two, and then, like, do one the real way and one the actor's way.
Yeah, the way you want. Yeah, that's, you got to do it that way sometimes if the actors want to.
How were you
that
when you did the addict one? Are you, like, what are you, like?
I tried to do it the way I wanted them to do it. I tried to direct them, and then I found it was just natural just to let them go at it. Like, once they got comfortable with each other doing the scene, because really there was only the one scene where there was really much direction, like the only talking. Like, that's like the most direction part, like, directing
true.
I had to do in that movie. Like, I mean, I did a lot of other work on the two, but it, like, you know, they didn't really have to talk. I just had to tell them what was happening and, like, emotionally what he was doing. So, I mean, it was pretty good. I mean, just let, I would keep doing it until I was happy. Let's say that. And I would give little notes, like, here and there after a take.
That's the hardest part. Like, when then you have, like, not on your level, but on the next level, would be like, what if you get an actor who thinks he's something and they don't want to fucking listen? What do you do, you know?
A lot of the times, like, when you, if I had final say of an actor and it wasn't the studio or something, I could, when you are going to auditions and shit, you already know if the person's gonna be good enough for the role. And you're basically just testing on him if he's gonna take direction or not. That's what it is. And if you're going to be comfortable with them working with each other. Because you, that's like everybody's nightmare is to pick an actor or an actress, and then first day of shooting, you're like, then you start butting heads together, and you're like, what the fuck, man?
Oh, yeah.
This sucks.
Better the first day than halfway through the thing. You could switch them out, maybe.
Yeah, you could switch them out, but I mean, that's what the audition's for. Like, you're supposed to, like, what I learned when I was in school is, like, you gotta, like, fucking tell them, like, okay, listen, I want you to take this scene from The Departed, okay? Or whatever scene they had, like, ready to do for you in front of you. And then do it like you're Hitler talking to the Nazis on a big, like, stand.
Oh, cool.
And just, like, random shit like that. Or, like, oh, you're fucking Godzilla crushing a city. And this is, like, for some reason, some people can understand your Godzilla tone and it's coming out in English in their ears.
Wow. Have you ever had auditions?
Yeah.
For anything?
Yeah, of course.
Cool.
So that's, I mean, I would just get them to do fun stuff like that. And then if they don't want to do it, or if they seem weirded by it, then, you know, don't do it. And then, like, randomly at the end, you'd be like, yo, can you get on your knees and bark like a dog? And if they, you know, some of them would be like, are you serious? And won't want to do it. And then some of them would be like, yeah, sure.
Would that be a deciding factor?
Yeah. I mean, you want that person to, like, take anything you say. Like, you know, you're trying to make them look good, right?
That would be hard, man.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I'm not getting on my fucking knees.
Yeah. It's funny, though.
That's why people can't work with it.
Yeah. No, I thought it was funny, man. You don't have to do it to everybody, but if you want to test them, if you're unsure, then you can always do the dog barking on your knees.
God damn. Is that the old trick?
I don't know my trick.
That's cool, though. Yeah. You should fucking write that down. If anyone steals it, that's yours.
Yeah. No, so it's fun, man. That's it. Like, so that's what the auditions are for. Basically, I mean, there's some of it too. You do the reading and see if they're gonna work as the character, but you know, you want to make sure that they're gonna take direction at this level. I mean, but then you hear, like, Bruce Willis, you hear stories of him being, you know, the nicest guy, taking direction well with a lot of directors, and then he works with some directors and he's like a total asshole, doesn't do it, does it the way he wants to do it, and that's it.
Really?
Yeah.
Is,
you know,
Willis known for that?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
And I heard same Mike Myers is bad for that.
Yeah. Are you?
No, but then someone explained why, and it totally made sense.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it was a big Reddit thing, and some guy that actually had worked with him, like, took the time to explain. Okay, listen, they're like, I know he gets bad rap, but listen, hear me out first, and totally laid it out. And I was like, oh, okay, well, maybe
so
it needed
sense.
To happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah. And another one is Han Solo.
Oh, him?
He's supposed to be, pretty tough to work with.
Well, he thinks he's, like, the man, I guess.
Well, even before he thought he was the man, like, working on Star Wars and Indiana Jones, apparently.
I heard they just found him, like, he was, like, a maintenance worker or something. And, like, that was on set of Star Wars, and there the guy was like, hey.
Nah, that's made up. He got Star Wars because... he worked with Lucas on his movie, the 50s movie that he did, American Graffiti. He was one of the car drivers. Like, he was the guy with the cool car looking to fight somebody. And then so Lucas worked with him there, and then he took him for Han Solo.
Oh, okay. I don't know what that bullshit was.
Yeah, I don't know.
Some fantasy.
Yeah.
Someone creative.
Sometimes people fucking, it's ridiculous, man. They put shit, like, on Reddit, and then people are like, yeah, all right, that's real. Or even you just hear it, like, from word of mouth.
Yeah.
But, what are you going to do? Fuck it.
I feel like another movie I watched on the plane was San Andreas.
Oh, yeah? How was that?
It was fucking ridiculous. Like, I don't know.
Stupid?
It was so
ridiculous?
Stupid ridiculous.
Yeah?
Like, some things are just so out there. Like, Mad Max is more believable than the nonsense that goes on in that movie.
What,
but
is it,
I like The
that?
Rock, though. So it's
yeah, The Rock's cool.
Yeah, so it's tough.
He's fucking jacked, man.
Yeah.
That guy eats, like... so much food.
His one-liners, like, he's the next Arnold.
Oh, yeah? Like, he must be pretty old now, though, eh?
He's getting there.
Yeah, because, like, when I was a young lad, probably in elementary school, he was on WWF.
True.
So he must have been 20s there.
Yeah.
And that would be probably almost like 20, maybe 20 years. I guess 40. That's not that bad.
I thought a gem of a movie, even though it's silly and never got... well, it doesn't really deserve credit, but what's that one where he plays with Stifler?
Plays with Stifler?
Yeah, and he's in the jungle, and, like, he's got to collect Stifler and bring him back.
Whoa, I don't even know this.
It's fucking a comedy, but it just works. Like, that Stifler guy's so fucking funny.
Oh, yeah, he's hilarious.
Yeah, like, and The Rock's like the serious guy that has to bring him back or something.
Yeah.
Like a treasure hunter or something.
Fuck, I don't know.
You should watch that. That's a funny movie, man.
Well, I know I like The Goon. That doesn't have The Rock in it, but it has Stifler. The Goon?
He just wants Percocets all day, right?
Or something. Oh, man. No, that's just the goalie.
Oh.
That's not even that guy. Not the main character, anyways. But no, it is a good movie, man. Goon.
They're making part two?
Yeah. Yeah. Apparently, recording and filming in Barrie.
Really?
In the rink there, yeah.
The Colts.
The hockey rink.
I think it's the Colts.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, they're like a farm team or something.
Maybe. I don't know.
Growing up in that area, it was like all the like there was like a subset of like puck bunnies that would go and like
have sex with them.
Yeah, they're pretty lucky dudes, I think.
Yeah, well they are like being molded to be pro hockey players.
Yeah,
right?
and
like coaches and shit. They're like AAA. Yeah, so
they're
jumping on there, the puck bunnies.
Oh yes,
looking for you know, maybe get pregos or something, maybe win the lottery.
I had a buddy that was screwing his coach's daughter.
Yeah?
And he was playing AAA.
Yeah? What an asshole.
I guess. The guy's like yelling at you on the ice. He's like, yeah, okay. See you tonight.
Yeah.
Not you, but something.
Right.
Someone very close to you.
Yeah, that wouldn't be cool, man.
No.
To be the coach anyways, it would suck.
Have you noticed how many... We're going down the street right now. And like... Every other building is an MMA training school or some kind of Muay Thai fighting. Or,
yeah.
Like, you'll see when we get around this corner. It's like, and a gun store, too, for some reason.
Yeah.
It's like the little...
Little niche area trainer. Of MMA fighting.
And yeah.
Like killing things.
Every single place, like boxing, karate, MMA.
Yeah.
Like, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is another one they offer.
Yeah. Eh. I guess because... I would think because it's kind of out of the way, and it's probably cheaper rent out there, and maybe you need more room. Like, if you get a little spot on Main Street, you won't really have that much room, right? And the goal to have these gyms is, like, a huge... You need a huge gym because you have so many people that come, right?
Jessica says whenever she walks to work, they're all, like, they open up the garage doors and all, like, flex and stuff as girls are, like, trying so hard to be tough and cool.
Whoa.
It's pretty funny.
Do the girls get turned on?
Maybe.
Do their... Ginas get wet?
I think so.
Yeah.
If they're done flexing and squeezing them.
Hey, look at my muscles. Fucking tough.
They say the strongest muscle is inside in a human body is in a woman's vagina.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know which one it is. You'd have to Google it.
Yeah.
There's another one.
Artsy Baker.
Taekwondo.
I know. I'm just fucking with you. But then there's Uniform Basics. My favorite.
Yeah, to get your gi.
Yeah. All right. Well, everybody... We have a message from our sponsors coming up right now, so we will be right back. Okay, everybody, I hope you enjoyed that commercial break. We are back, D-Train and myself, Christopher Poo-Poo Head, as my son pretends to call me.
Oh, yeah?
Nah, he can't talk.
I was going to say, that's pretty inventive.
Yeah, now he can't talk.
He can't speak. He draws poo lines above my head.
Yeah.
Stink lines.
Yeah, he beats me up. That's basically what he does. And he likes when I throw him in the air now. Like, I throw him up as high as I can throw him.
And he giggles and stuff?
Oh, yeah. And he just wants to do it nonstop now. Bad mistake.
Don't ever do it?
No, you can't do that. Like, he's only, like, 25 pounds, I think. But still, like, you know, you do that, like, 20 times.
That's your tricep workout, man.
20 times, man. It gets pretty tough. And he wants to keep going the whole time, so.
Fucking, you take shifts.
I know.
You throw him.
Yeah. Yeah, but Steph's too weak to throw him. Because he's so heavy.
Oh, shit. He's a biggin.
Yeah, he's huge.
But he's getting that good food in him.
Oh, yeah. He fucking eats. Okay. He'll eat all his breakfast, which is quite a lot.
Is he on food now? Like baby food and stuff?
Yeah. He's been on food since 6 months.
Okay,
no.
I don't know the rules. I never have.
He'll eat a bottle when he first wakes up. And then the next hour, he has to eat breakfast, which like is cereal and some fruit. And then usually when we make breakfast, he'll eat like 2 eggs. Like he'll just
keep
eating.
2 whole eggs?
Oh man, he'll keep eating.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
Like I'll make 4 eggs and he'll eat like half them.
That's a goddamn man-sized breakfast. 2 eggs.
I know. So he's pretty crazy with
the food.
What
are the rules? Can he have toast yet or anything?
Yeah, yeah. He can have everything except for like ice cream and sugar and shit.
What's that? What's that about?
Well, like
it's like your choice, right?
No, no. Well, I don't think you're. I think they say not to give them that until they're one.
Okay.
The doctors, anyways, and then he can't have honey. So
I wonder why.
Probably because of the sugar, and then.
Oh no! They get botulism.
And then milk, can't have milk.
But he has breast milk.
Yeah, but that's not cow milk. He can't have cow milk.
Okay.
So. Not till one anyways.
He doesn't want that weak cow milk shit anyway.
Yeah, nah, it sucks.
Mother's milk.
He doesn't have breast milk anyways anymore. So, he has that fake shit. Powdered shit. Crushes it.
Really,
so anyways, big news. Fucking another person came out about Bill Cosby. And this time, he's going to be getting charged.
Who is this one?
I don't know. Some fucking blonde chick who was 18 at the time. At the Playboy Mansion. She blacks out, comes to half naked with him beside her.
Well, like, obviously he's a rapist.
Well, yeah, obviously he is.
You can't, like, nothing spells it more than that Rolling Stones cover.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
With 34 women sitting there. Like, okay, one of them's telling the truth. And even if you rape once, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
So go to jail.
Yeah, no, it's crazy, man. Like, he, I was just weirded out by how long it took to actually start charging him. And this, they say he's going to get charged, but it doesn't. It wasn't 100% we're charging him.
But how can they? It was like how many years ago? How old's the girl now?
Well, I don't know.
She was 18. What if she's 40-something now? What's the statute of limitations on possibly being drugged? And even if so, how would they prove it was him that put the poison in? Or anything? And the Playboy Mansion? What do you think goes on in there? That's going to be a hard case, man.
No way, man. When you got that many women, the jury, if it's a jury, they're going to find him guilty. Guaranteed.
Yeah, yeah.
Guaranteed.
Damn.
Good.
He deserves it. I mean, like, I think he could skate through this again somehow. Like,
you think?
It doesn't seem very strong from just what I know from that 10 seconds of us talking.
Of the 34 women that say?
Oh, no.
Is it just because of the statute of limitations?
No, I thought that was gone. I thought they're just charging with this one particular.
No, this one is the one that's bringing it over the edge.
Oh.
That's going to happen.
Okay, because I thought, like, a lot of it you couldn't prosecute. So I figured maybe this one somehow you could
make
still.
It better?
Because maybe it wasn't that long ago or
other. What is the statute of limitation on it?
I think it would change state to state.
Yeah.
But if it's there's not some, if it's, well, rape would be considered a federal offense, so there's probably no statute of limitations on it.
So then he's fucked.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, but how do you prove that 20 years later?
Well, there has to be, because people, like, come out about being raped, like, way later in life, and they don't get in trouble. Like, that person doesn't get in trouble, so there has to be something.
Yeah, this is going to be a touchy one. We'll have to follow it closely.
Yeah. Anyways, he'll probably be in jail.
Jell-O pudding.
He'll be getting poo stabbed.
He'll be eating Jell-O pudding.
He'll be eating that pudding out of the butthole. Oh, yo, yeah. Butthole. So it's a big day today. It's October 1st. One of my favorite times of the year.
Why?
Halloween.
Oh, yes.
Love watching horror movies.
Oh, yeah. We got to get, we do the silly ones first.
Yeah?
The Hocus Pocus.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Fucking Halloween Classic. Town.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know those Disney
fucking love them, man.
Type movies.
This year, I think I'm going back to the originals.
Like what?
Like The Wolfman and Dracula. Like the old ones, the ones that started it all. And then I'm going to work my way up to like newer ones. Like Creepshow.
Oh, fuck, I remember that.
Yeah. Fucking sweet movie. The Reanimator. And then, of course, the classics. You know, like Friday the 13th and Nightmare on Elm Street.
That do you remember any of the ones from Creepshow?
Mm-hmm.
Because tell me if you remember this one. It's a running joke in my family because of how bad my stepdad scared me. I didn't know him that well, right?
Yeah.
I just got to know him.
Yeah.
And we were watching Creepshow. And I don't know if you remember, but there was one where a woman's driving a car and she runs over a transient, right? And he's like peeking in the window and stuff. So she like fucking like reverses and then like runs over him like 3 or 4 times because she's like some aristocrat that wants out of the fact that she just killed a homeless person. She has no remorse.
Yeah.
So she just keeps fucking running him over and backing him. Somehow he keeps popping up, right?
Yeah.
And so she fucking mutilates this guy, and then she drives home and she thinks she's in the clear, and this like skinless human like creature like pokes his head like down the fucking
chimney
thing and says, "Thanks for the ride, lady." and it's just like, but everyone jumps at that point, right?
Yeah, right, right.
Well, my stepdad creeped up behind me, and right when that happened, he grabbed me and said, "Thanks for the ride, lady." And I fucking just like screamed. Yo, freak right out. Like, I couldn't have been more scared. And they, like, fucking 25 years later, they still tease me about it.
Yeah. That's it's like, okay, buddy, I thought you were supposed to be trying to be my friend.
Yeah, yeah.
Not to make me shit my pants.
It's like, I don't want to replace your dad. In fact, I just want to fuck with you endlessly.
So that when you see your dad, you have to talk to him like a psychiatrist.
Okay.
About this guy freaking you out all the time.
Anyway, that's Freak Show. And then Tales from the Crypt. We used to record on VHS. I don't know if you ever watched that show.
Oh, yeah, that was a classic. I remember I was pretty young, and my parents used to let me watch that.
Yeah.
Like once in a while with them. Because it was on like Friday nights or something, maybe Saturday nights.
Yeah, something like that.
And I remember going to bed after watching it and being freaked out sometimes. And I'm like, this shit's creepy for like, you know, I was pretty young.
Only a few stick out. Do you have any that stick out for you?
Nah, I can't remember them. Like, I don't remember. I remember the movies. I remember the movies more than I do the TV show.
I had the doll that when you'd pull the cord and the guy would say all this.
Oh, yeah,
one of them was the laugh, obviously.
Yeah. They had a cartoon of that. Like a children's cartoon, remember?
That was popular.
Yeah, it was popular.
I wish I still had that doll.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Probably worth something.
It probably would be. No, I only remember the movies. Like, one of them was Bordello of Blood.
What happened there?
That's like, people would go to the Bordello to have sex with women, and then they turn into demons and fuck them up.
Okay. I remember, like, the words Bordello of Blood. But...
And then the first one, I forget what the actual name, it might have been just the name, Tales from the Crypt, but I think there was like something demon, and it was about like these people get trapped in a house and like all these demons are coming after them, and they have this guy that knows what's going on has like the blood of Jesus in a bottle, and that stops the demons, and that's what can kill them and get them from getting inside the house. It was pretty good. It had Billy Zane in it. He was a good guy.
He's
a good guy.
That's a last.
And it was actually a pretty good movie. Like, you should check it out if you see it.
This Halloween,
Yeah, it jumps up on Netflix or something. You should watch it. It's pretty good.
Do you remember the one where this family kept adopting kids, right? But they were vampires, and they would eat the orphan eventually, right? And then they adopt this one kid, and at the end he's like, "Oh, I have a secret too. It's better than yours." And he fucking tears open his flesh, and he's actually a werewolf that hunts vampires and it eats the parents. It was fucking good. I was like, "Yeah, get him, little kid."
Yeah, sweet.
Yeah, that was my favorite one. Yeah. Probably.
No, but I don't remember any of the shows. I can't remember any. Like, I'm trying to dig deep in the brain. I cannot find any remembrance of any of the episodes.
The gigolo that would have, he would marry old women, kill them, and bury them. But when he made his vows to be with them forever, he would bury him in the swampland. Well, for some reason, it had to be true. So at like the end, like these six zombie old things, like skeletons, come out and like kill him and make him be with them forever and stuff. That was, I don't know, that was good, man.
Yeah, like, it was pretty good. I wonder if it holds up.
Like Goosebumps for adults.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder if it holds up, man.
Don't know.
They're making a Goosebumps movie, yeah?
I heard.
It's almost out.
What's it about?
Apparently, when he wrote the books, R.L. Stein, they're actually true. So, like, and, like, everything that he wrote is, like, true stories and, like, is, like, crazy land that he knows. So, and then they can go in the books or something. And Jack Black's in it. So, like, all the bad guys from all the books and the TV show are in the movie.
Oh, people will be like, "That's that guy."
Yeah,
and shit.
For sure.
The kids that read it.
Night of the Living Dead. Or no, not Night of the Living Dead. Night of the Living Dummy.
Yeah, that
classic.
That became like, it's they made the show and they did some of those books as the show. Remember? Are You Afraid of the Dark was kind of...
Are You Afraid of the Dark? What?
Or wasn't there...
There was a Goosebumps show.
Yeah, that one. That
one. Yeah. And it was like every episode was based on a book.
Yeah, that's...
But they changed them. Like, I remember reading... It Came from Beneath the Stairs or something. I don't know. It was about the dad disappears and he starts turning into a plant.
Oh, shit.
And nobody believes him, but the kids know what's going on. And... in the show, they find like this magical potion that turns it back into his dad.
Okay.
But in the book, the mom comes home and fucking chops up the fucking plant guy, and
Throws
him in a fire or some shit. You know, yeah, that wasn't in the show. Yeah,
that book's gruesomer than the
yeah,
show
for sure. Yeah, for a kid's story too, it's crazy.
You remember the other one we just said? They're like, "I'm the Midnight Society. I something something." They throw the dust on the fire. Oh, yeah. I used to think that was so cool, man.
Yeah, the fire part. I always wondered how they did that.
Me too.
Couldn't figure it out.
It's like, we got this gas. New kid. Let's see if he's cool enough to hang out with us.
Yeah.
It's your turn to tell a story.
Yeah, tell something freaky.
And it was like never like, that story sucked. It was always like, he's in.
Yeah. That was good, man.
Yeah.
What a freaky. And then like the littlest bucket of water puts out the fire.
Yeah.
Just like a little splash and it's out life. Instantly.
Yeah. Spin on it and walk away.
Yeah, that was a pretty good show. And it had Alicia Cuthbert in it.
I don't remember.
She, Dion Phaneuf's wife. She was in The Girl Next Door.
Oh yeah.
Canadian chick.
Okay, cool. Yeah,
she was in that show.
That Popular Mechanics girl too went big for a while.
Yeah, that was her. That's
oh,
her.
That's the same one?
That's the same one, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Everyone loved her.
Mm-hmm.
Now some hockey players doing
wife,
it.
Wife, yeah. Yeah.
So
that's Dion Phaneuf. Smelly face.
Why do they call him that?
I don't know. I just call him Smelly Face.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's got a smelly looking face.
His farts probably stink too.
Yeah.
Based on that assumption.
And his face smelling.
Yeah.
So keep it in Halloween. Who's your favorite horror dude?
Oh, shit.
I'll go ahead. I'll let you think about it.
All right, you go
Mine,
ahead.
For the longest time, has always been Freddy Krueger.
Really?
Yep.
That glove is awesome.
The glove
Can't
is sweet.
Can't compete with that.
I mean, the later movies aren't really that good. Like, they're not as good. But that first one was sick, the first movie. And even in the later one, the sequels, the way, like, they kept it creative, the way that he killed people. And I thought that was cool. And anybody that can fuck with you in your dreams to make you not know if you're dreaming or awake.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And just keep fucking with you until you're dead, that's it. That's sweet in my book. That's why he gets the number one.
What episode was it, or movie? And this is the only, because I never watched that series, but I've seen a bit of it once, and I know the concept of it, and I thought it was really cool that one of the kids was a comic book artist, and he realized in his dream, hey, this is a dream.
Yeah.
So he made himself into like a warrior with guns and stuff. He still ended up dying.
Yeah,
but
yeah, yeah.
He fought for a while, like realizing it was a dream. Like, what was that about? Was that later or earlier?
Yeah, that was a later one. It was definitely a sequel. It wasn't in the first one.
Okay.
I can't remember which one it is, like by heart. But I know I've seen it. I've seen them all.
That's cool though, eh?
Yeah. It is cool. And it might even be the same one. This guy is like addicted to video games. And like Freddy puts him in a video game and he's like playing the game with the guy. And like if he gets killed in the game, he gets killed in real life.
Oh shit.
It's pretty funny, man. I thought it was hilarious anyways.
Oh yeah, that's a throwback to all the type of people that are into horror genre and video games. And
yeah. And then they have the cool ones like Rosemary's Baby. You ever see that movie? It's like a 1968 movie. And she's giving birth to the Antichrist. Like, it's a kind of a recycled... It's not at the time recycled, but now it's kind of a recycled
thing. I think I've seen the newer one.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Like, where the cult, like, they know the baby's inside of her, so they, like, take her and stuff. And, or something like that. I think I've seen something like that.
Yeah. It's a pretty good movie. I definitely recommend watching it I think it's on Netflix too, people at home listening. It's a good movie.
The two series I watched that I was way, way too young, but I made my mom rent them for me. The whole Hellraisers.
Right,
used to think that pinhead guy was so
creepy.
Cool, man.
Yeah. Oh, you thought he was cool?
Yeah,
it
was
creepy
just because it was symmetric. I just liked the symmetric
stuff. Right.
And then Puppet Master.
Puppet Master.
Had to watch all the Puppet Masters.
Oh, yeah.
But they were
for
like...
Sure.
I just liked how every puppet had a different way of killing. Like, one girl would put leeches on you. The other one would drill you with his drill hand or something. Yeah.
Fuck, I totally forgot about those movies now. I have to watch those again.
Those are probably my favorites. But
Yeah, I will. I'm going to watch those.
The Candyman and all those other ones
when
you got a bit older.
Yeah, Candyman was sweet. The first one, anyway, was cool. Yeah. It was a good story.
I remember
somebody fucking watched that. Like, some teacher when I was in elementary school let their kids watch that. Like,
oh my
the class
God.
Watched Candyman. And then he let it all go, and then he shut it off, like, when she was in the bathtub with her titties out. He's like, that's enough for this show, for this movie.
We want titties.
Yeah. Yeah, it was weird. His name was Nyman. Mr. Nyman. Shout out to Mr. Nyman.
You pervert.
He wasn't a pervert.
No,
he stopped it. He stopped it.
You're too lenient.
There was this show, there was this other movie, it was called Wizard? Or maybe Wizardry?
The cartoon?
No, it wasn't a cartoon, it was a movie too. I can't remember the name of it. And it was fucking badass, man. It had these balls that like flew around and they fucking stuck to your head and drilled into your brain and shot out your brain, and that's what killed you. And it was like this really tall man that walked around, he was super strong, he would like rob graves.
Really?
And he would take the bodies and turn them into like, they kind of looked like the guys from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, or Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, the Oompa Loompas. They were small like that, and I think they had hoods on. And they were sweet movies, man. I can't remember what the name of them were.
I don't know that one either.
But it's a very famous thing. If you just put ball screwing in the head, it'll pop up. Fuck, I fucking got
ball
Google with me right now.
Yeah, type that in Google, see what happens.
Yeah, it'll fucking show up, man. I'll tell you.
It's like double penis. You know you're going to get something sick.
Into brain. For some reason, I want to say Wizard or something.
That was a cartoon. That
Phantasm.
Was awesome.
It's called Phantasm.
Let me see a picture, see if it jogs my memory.
Yeah, okay. I don't know where I got Wizardry. Way off.
Oh, Fantasia and Wizards. That looks too new. I thought it was like an old movie.
It is, man. It's pretty old.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, no, it's old, man. This one's a little better idea of how it, somebody made it at home, but that's like the gist of it.
Well, it's sticking your head like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it sticks to your head. Like these things go in your head, and then this thing like comes out of the middle of it, drills into your skull, jeez. And then it starts shooting out all your blood in your brains.
Holy fuck! What was the point of that?
To kill you.
No, but why?
Why? Because they were. He was like a horror bad guy, and they were like into his realm, trying to stop him.
Oh.
And then I think starting in the second one, there was like a group, two guys that were trying to hunt him, because like he killed like their whole family. So they were actually hunting this guy. So it was, man, it was sweet, man. It was scary as fuck.
How did they get away from the balls?
I don't know.
They wore helmets?
Ducked, got out of the way.
Like, oh, shit.
Yeah, they weren't like, it's not like this day and age where like it could follow you pretty easy with CGI. I think it was just like on a string, like, so like all you had to do is just jump out of the way.
A bumblebee?
Yeah, and then you could, it made a weird sound, kind of like a bumblebee, I think.
Oh, I have they're to watch
sweet
that.
Movies, man. Badass.
You guys gonna do decorations inside or outside or anything?
Hopefully, maybe, I don't know.
We do. Like, yeah. Inside's like already there's skulls everywhere. Yeah. Books, even though we don't have kids.
Yeah, nice.
Jessica loves them.
For sure. I'm gonna tell them this year when I'm giving out candy to go to the side door.
Yeah, they never do.
They never do.
They're afraid.
Yeah.
Even if I'm outside with pumpkins lit, they will not come. Yeah, even when the upstairs guy's like, go on, go around there. Okay, we're out of here.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think? I'm a murderer because I'm over there?
Go to the backyard, guys.
Set up a fucking spooky thing or something.
Yeah. Well,
too many bums.
It's
in
pretty
here.
Good. Like, if they're not coming to your door, you can always just put it outside and just say, like, you can just write a note, take one.
Yeah.
I've done that.
The
and
first
they don't
teenager
take them.
Takes them all, doesn't it?
Fuck that, man. I've did that a few years now, and I've always come back with candy.
Oh.
And it's always been candy there. I haven't seen any teenagers, actually.
No, that's good.
Since I've lived here, that have gone trick-or-treating.
Fuck.
They've all been young with their parents.
No, I don't even shave. I shave, but I don't really need to that bad, even to this day, right?
Right.
I remember the last year I went trick-or-treating, the guy was like, oh, here's your candy. What brand of razors do you use? And I looked at my friend. I'm like, what the fuck is he talking about?
Yeah.
Razors?
Yeah.
And I just stood there puzzled. And I'm like, what? And he repeated himself. And I left there still not knowing what he's talking about. Because I didn't shave at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And my buddy's like, he meant shave your face because you're old. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
And I never went out the next year. Because no? I knew fucking.
There's always a few people that are like that. But most people are just like, why would you care, man?
Yeah.
Who cares?
If you're dressed up.
Yeah, if you got shit on, you're going around, get some candy, like, great, man. You really want to keep all that candy for yourself?
Yeah.
And eat it, you fat fuck?
You should have just bought a second bag.
Exactly. You don't need all that candy, you fat fuck.
It was bad in our town, man. Kids would get their bags stolen.
Really?
Quite often. My
you
buddy.
Did that shit up.
No, never. My best buddy, he was walking, and we just separated for a bit, and we were young, but we, and all that. And he some guys pulled up in a car and they're like, hey, man, you got the time? What time is it? And they walked over real close. And as soon as they got close, they stole his whole fucking pillow sack.
Whoa.
And they were gone.
That's mean, man.
And he's like, oh, fuck. Like, he all needed it, too. Hours. Like, he was a bit hard done by in his life. Like, they shouldn't have done it to him. But.
Yeah. So. Yeah, start over. There's still time to get more. Yeah,
run.
Yeah. Quick. As many places as you can.
Like, what an asshole teenage thing to do, man.
Yeah, that's not cool, man, stealing shit like that.
There's no need for behaving like that.
No, you can't do that shit. What's the most you ever got in a year?
Can remember? Like, the hauls were huge, buddy. I'm talking at least 3.5 entire pillowcases full.
Fuck, that's crazy.
Like, man. Our town was so good in Bradford for it.
Yeah.
Every house participated, and every house was close together.
Yeah, and so, they gave you mad candy.
Yeah, it was great.
What was your favorite again?
Gum?
Because
I don't like chocolate.
Right.
So it was like, we'd lay it all out, and then me and my stepdad would pick through it. He would take the chocolates and shit.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't eat them anyway. And he loved those little tiny, the things that I hate. You know those little square toffee wraps? They're square, just a piece of toffee wrapped in plastic.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I used to love those. And I'm like, those are the worst.
Yeah, they're pretty crappy. My wife likes those, too.
What's your favorite?
Mine was always growing up, like, I loved chips, so I always just ate chips. That was definitely my favorite.
Oh, damn.
Good, yeah. It was chips. But I found out this thing that made it super delicious. Like, you get chocolate. I know you don't like chocolate, and you don't like chips. But people at home, if you like this shit, give it a try. You take a bite out of the chocolate.
Yeah.
Like, take a bite. Like, say you have a Snickers bar or Mars bar or Kit Kat, and eat it. And then after you finish that bite, take a couple chips and eat it. And it's like salty, sweet kind of tasty thing. It's so good, man.
Did you ever try those chocolate chips?
Yes.
And did you like them?
Yeah. Like, it tastes kind of like what, like, exactly like that. But the thing I didn't like was they're like fucking $7 for a bag. Like, and there was like nothing in it, you know? Like,
well,
only a little bit.
Too? Like,
nah, they were in pretty good shape. But, I mean, I was like, man, I can get a huge bag of chips and two chocolate bars for less than this fucking bitch.
True.
You know?
Yeah, that's a good point.
And it tastes better.
Rosebuds and a giant bag of things.
Yeah,
exactly.
A couple
rosebuds, fucking chips.
Yeah, exactly. So.
We would double hit the pops. The house that gave pops, we always double hit.
Everybody liked pop back in the day.
Yeah, let's go switch around.
Yeah. Yeah, give me your hat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take my mustache.
I've been handing out candy before, and people show up, and it's like, are you even wearing a costume?
Yeah.
Like, no.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what they're doing.
Like, nah. Like older kids.
Yeah, like, you're not even wearing one, man.
No.
But
you still give them candy.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? One time, we set up this thing in my mom's house where the garage was right near the door, and we were hiding in, like, me and the other teenagers were hiding in the fucking door, and whenever someone would come to the door, we would smash on the other side of the garage door and scare the shit out of them. Guess what happened in my fucking house that night?
Egg.
Oh, yeah. No, fucking don't try that.
Yeah, fuck that, man. Yeah. And it sucks cleaning eggs, man.
Oh,
you gotta get that shit right away, too, man. Or it fucking stays on there. Like, if the sun comes out the next day, ooh, you fucked.
Oh, I know, too. I should have stayed out longer knowing that I could have hunted
somebody
them down.
Somebody came down, get them. Yeah, that's something I never did. I never egged anybody or egged anything, actually.
Oh, we used to do it like crazy.
I know. That's why your house gets egged. Yeah. It's karma, baby. It's karma.
One time we went to a teacher's house and literally each an entire dozen.
Whoa.
Like,
just
and know what
them.
The worst part was? At the end, I think we fucking did the neighbor's house.
Oh,
it wasn't
really?
Even the right house.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah. Oh, well. Bad intel.
Yeah. This is the house, I think. Oh, well, fuck it. Did you TP it as well?
No, I never did that.
No.
People used to do it, but...
TPing.
I don't know why you do it.
Pain in the ass to clean up?
Just let it rain once.
Yeah. True. But it is November, so it might not rain again.
We were walking once down the road on Devil's Night, the night before Halloween, and some big pickup truck with a bunch of kids that were way older than us drove by. We were walking by a car dealership. They threw the fucking egg so hard that it missed us and broke the headlight out of the truck, a truck that was just parked there. Like, we just thought to ourselves, could you imagine if that hit us?
Yeah.
Like, jeez.
Yeah, fuck, that would have hurt.
Yeah. I wasn't thinking it could break a headlight. That's thick glass, but.
Yeah, but if it hits it, like, you know, on the unbreakable side?
Yeah.
Where it's like a rock, definitely a good break at that.
We thought it was. We're like, because we were looking, and then we could see the egg goo. We're like, whoa.
Yeah.
That was a hard throw. Yeah. Plus the speed of the truck.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that sucks, man.
We tried our hardest one year, about 13 of us, to tip a car. And we could not tip that car.
Whoa.
And there was tons of us. We were so shocked that we couldn't. We even went back to do it again.
Really?
Because we just couldn't believe that we couldn't. There were so many of us. And we still couldn't, man.
Tipping a car, that's hardcore, man.
It never worked. Yeah. We were at Jane and Wilson at this point.
Yeah.
We were troublemakers.
Yeah.
I don't know, never did get it to tip.
Yeah. They're pretty heavy, man.
I bet 4 or 5 of us now could do it.
Oh, I imagine you probably could. They're way lighter now anyways.
Yeah, it was an old car.
Yeah.
I hate to be the bugger to come out and find that.
Yeah, that's not cool, man. I mean, ruin your fucking day.
Now
ruin
what?
Your month.
Yeah, well, we weren't thinking.
And then, like, insurance and shit, they'd be like, yeah, well, this didn't happen. What do you mean you just came out and was tipped over?
Yeah, you rolled it drunk.
Yeah, you fuck. We're not paying for this shit.
And there was always the signs up on all the stores, we will not sell eggs to you for this week if you're under 18.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, all right, whatever. That's what we stocked up a couple weeks before, man.
Now they're rotten.
Yeah. It's only in, whenever we put something in our eggs in North America, that has to be, so the eggs have to be in a cooler.
Yeah.
Anywhere else in the world, they're on the shelf.
Yeah, I heard that.
Like, I've gone, like, when I was in Russia, I was like, man, this is fucked up.
Yeah.
And I ate them, and they tasted fine.
Yeah. I mean, they don't refrigerate eggs.
No. Just here. Yeah. Just in this North America world.
Do we have to, or do we just do it because we're weird?
I don't know. I think we have to. I think there's something that we do to them now, that they have to be refrigerated, so. Maybe not. I don't know. I'm talking out of my ass a little bit.
I'll take it.
But I remember hearing it, I think. I think I heard it.
There's something else too that when he got on the subject of that like, I don't know if it's butter or something else.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to refrigerate butter.
No.
Anything.
No, you don't. We never refrigerated when I was growing up.
Yeah, otherwise it's hard. You can't smear it.
Yeah, if you leave it out, then you can smear it. Deliciousness.
Yeah. It's just like butter. Cheese. You could let that out. Like,
can you?
Well, no, it'll mold. But a lot of people just cut the mold
off.
Yeah,
right, right.
Fucking eat it still.
It's weird when cheese, like, if it's not wrapped up properly in the fridge and it gets, like, hard.
Yeah.
It's not mold. It's, like, just hardened.
Yeah, yeah.
Hate that fucking. It's gross.
That's horrible, man.
Yeah.
And then it's Parmesan. You got to grate it over your fucking...
Right. Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Parmesan cheddar.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody, on that note, this is the episode. We'd like to thank www.ratherunique.ca. for sponsoring this episode. Any kind of media work you need, give them a message through the website, info@ratherunique.ca. Mention the podcast, get 10% off. If you play Xbox Live and want somebody to play with, D-Man is always on. The Grinch 54, capital T, capital G, the number 54. You can add me also on Xbox Live, Chris Asteroid. I don't play that much because I have a family and my wife gets mad at me when I play a lot. But I do go on the weekends, so. And follow the show on Twitter @carpoolingpod. Follow me on Twitter @Chris_Asteroid. If you're listening on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating. Leave us a comment. It really would help out the show. And thanks for listening, everybody. We are your hosts, Christopher Lloyd.
D-Unit.
Thanks, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye.